It's freezing. How are you not shivering? Benefits of being warm-blooded, I guess. Oh, the snow. The snow is making it impossible for me to get warm. Regardless of how high we turn the heat up, it's just not working. I need something more direct. Here, feel my scales. Aren't they frozen? That's what I mean. Warming the room up slowly might work once it's actually a bit warmer, but it's still bitter cold in here. It's not like there is more than one bed in this room. I don't know. Can I maybe steal some of your body heat? Please? I can just lay on your chest and warm myself up until it gets comfortable in here. I don't know how much longer I will be able to be out here like this. I can already feel myself getting a little bit sleepy. Oh, I really don't want to hibernate. Please. Please, can we cuddle and share some body heat? I'll keep all my claws and tails to myself, I promise. Just one friend helping another friend out so that said friend doesn't go into hibernation. Please. Thank you. I promise, you won't regret this. I'm gonna warn you ahead of time. My scales might be a bit rough. I know you know that from brushing against me, but this is going to be an entirely different sensation for you since you're helping me warm up. I didn't want you to freak out when I crawled on top of you and snuggled into your neck just like this. Fuck. That's already a bit better. I can already feel my chilly bones starting to warm up. You're like a furnace compared to me. Do all warm bloods feel like a furnace? You say you feel fine and that you aren't warm, but I don't believe that. You have more warmth in your chest than I have in my entire body. It's kind of rude of you to hog all the heat like that. It's only fair that you share some with your friend, I think. And I'm already here. You wouldn't push me off, would you? Thank goodness. I was a little worried you might. I'm already starting to feel a bit better. Your warmth seeping into my scales, warming my frozen heart. It feels good to have some sort of heat, even if it is only against my front side. I'm not going to complain. I'll take what I can. I really don't want to hibernate our friend's weekend away because we didn't think to check the weather. It hasn't snowed in years, so of course, the first time we decide to get away and do something naturey, we get snowed in. That's just our luck, isn't it? Well, I can't say I'm mad. You make quite the comfortable couch, warm blood. All soft and squishy underneath me. Like, I can feel you're solid, but you're really soft. Like, super soft. It's like laying out in the sand on a hot day. It feels nice. You feel good against me, warm blood. Oh, come on. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's not what this is. You're helping me out because we want to have fun together. When you're friends with someone that's cold-blooded, you have to make sacrifices, like being a personal heater for them. I know. It's a heavy burden that you alone must carry. How you must suffer. Nobody is suffering as much as you absent-mindedly stroke my scales. Don't think I haven't noticed. Do you like how they feel? I don't mind how your hand feels. You can keep playing with them. I know the texture is probably foreign to you. All hard armor and pointy tips. Nothing like you. I didn't think someone who was warm-blooded would feel so different, so squishy. It's not a bad thing, I promise. It's just kind of fascinating to me. My whole family is cold-blooded, obviously. And we're friends, but it's not like I ask if I can see how your skin feels. That would be weird. This is the first time I'm interacting with someone like you in this matter, and I can't say I hate it, even if I am still a little bit cold. I quite enjoy it. It's the best kind of different, I guess. And I never imagined that something could be so vulnerable. You're left exposed, but you can regulate your own heat, so I guess you take the good with the bad, right? You're so warm. I can't help but snuggle into you. I can feel the warmth spread throughout my body as I lay my head against you. Your heartbeat is really relaxing, you know? I mean, it's true. It's nice and steady and strong. Kind of funny since your skin is so delicate. I think I could poke you with the tip of my claw and just leave a mark. Not that I would without permission, of course. I am starting to feel much better. I can already feel my energy starting to return. I can't thank you enough for helping me out. Not a lot of people would do this. Even if they are my friends, they would think it's weird that they have to use their own body heat to warm me up. But you didn't. You just got into position and beckoned me over. That's why you're my best friend. You're so nice to me despite how different we are. And I know we're friends, and that's what friends do, but let me be sappy for once, okay? Thank you. It's not often that I do this, so enjoy it while you can. Who knows the next time we're going to get snowed in and share body heat. Can I say something weird without you making it kind of weird? I'm happy the room isn't warm yet. I like how we're laying, feeling your clothes against me, listening to your heart and your breathing. Your arms wrapped around my waist for extra warmth. It all makes me feel safe. Like I could just let go of everything in this moment and just enjoy the company with you. No more thoughts of the outside world or other people. I get to just be here with you, my favorite person in the world. It's really nice. I think I like cuddling with you. I think I like snuggling on you more than I do other lizard folk. You just feel so soft, and you're so smooth. You're so different from me. It makes me wonder what else is different about you. After all, it begs the age-old question, how different are we really? You're warm-blooded. I'm cold-blooded. You're covered in skin, and I'm covered in scales. You're very soft to the touch, and I'm stiff because of the scales. I have a tail that pokes out of my lower back and claws, and you have, well, whatever you call those. I'm not sure if you guys have different words than us. But like, what else is different, you know? I would be willing to find out. Just a one-time thing. Two friends snowed away in a cabin, the rest of the world fading away. We are in our own little bubble, warm blood. We should make the most of it, I think. We can do something together and never talk about it again. I'm being serious. We never have to mention it again. Just a one-time thing to satisfy each other's curiosity. I've always noticed how you looked at my tail, seeing how flexible it is, how much control I have over it. It piques your curiosity, doesn't it? You've piqued my interest too. I'm so curious to see if you're this warm all over. Even with me taking a bit of your heat, you're still really, really warm. Like my own personal heater. And I can also repay you for being such a good friend while I'm at it. Show you my gratitude in a different way than normal. We can just say that whatever happens in this cabin stays in this cabin. Yeah? Yeah. I think I would like that too.